Where do you go when you want to know what's new to do and who is who?
Studio Classroom is the place to be.
Come along and you will see connecting is the thing to do. Give your life a different view.
You can learn and you can share with people living everywhere.
Studio Classroom, the place to learn.
The place to grow.
Stay tuned and watch the show.
Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe.
And I'm Carolyn.
And thank you for joining us today. Our lesson is called The Merry Month of May. Three M's there in our title. Of course, merry just means happy. May can be a happy month, and we hope it is for you. Well, May can make you think of a lot of different things. Maybe it's your birthday in May. Well, what are you going to celebrate in May? Is there anything special going on this month for you? Carolyn, is there anything special going on for you?
Actually, there is something very special going on this month for me and the rest of my family because one of my sisters is graduating from college today.
No way! Today! Well, that is something to celebrate. Well, for me, actually, it is quite a special month. Every May, my parents celebrate their anniversary, their wedding anniversary. So it is definitely a merry month. Well, we have a lot to learn about May, so I hope you have your magazine. Open it up, and let's get started with the first reading of the day.
The Merry Month of May. Celebrate more than Mother's Day this month. May 1st is International Workers' Day, a significant day for workers. Prior to the 1800s, workers put in nearly 16 hours each day. Over time, labor unions in many countries fought for shorter work days. 8 hours labor, 8 hours recreation, and 8 hours rest became a popular saying. If you wish to party for a whole week, join the nurses. May 6th begins National Nurses Week, which ends on May 12th, International Nurses Day. That day, Florence Nightingale's birthday, celebrates the profession and her contribution to modern nursing.
Hello, friends. This is your word lady, Ellen. Merry May! There are so many things to celebrate in May. In today's article, we'll learn all about why you should be pulling out your party hats and noisemakers. But first, let's take a look at our keywords for the day before we begin. Significant. Significant is an adjective. Her teen years were a significant time in Ellie's life. Recreation. Recreation is a noun. What do you do for recreation on the weekends in this small town? Contribution. Contribution is a noun. Everyone thanked Martha for her contribution to the development of the school. Represent. Represent is a verb. In this picture, the moon represents darkness and the sun represents light. Tobacco. Tobacco is a noun. When James stopped smoking tobacco, he found that his health improved. Your more information words are labor union. Labor union is a noun. Secondhand smoke. Secondhand smoke is a noun. Let's jump right in.
The month of May is a very interesting month, but before we get into the article too much, right there in the title, The Merry Month of May, Steve and Ken have something they'd like to share with us. Let's go see them in the information cloud.
Hi friends, did you know the title of today's lesson is actually taken from the lyrics of an old song called The Fountain in the Park?
Old is right. That song came out in the 1880s. But because it was so popular, it's still in the minds of the public. If I were to whistle the melody right now, I'm sure many of you would recognize it.
Appropriating popular song titles and lyrics is a trick authors and movie producers use often.
Because they want the public to identify with their product quickly and easily. The sooner they do, the sooner the public will go out and read the book or watch the movie.
There are hundreds of movie titles that have a connection to famous English song titles or lyrics. One example is Stand By Me.
Yes, a number one hit song back in 1961. It became stuck in the public's mind for a long, long time.
In 1986, movie producers capitalized on the song's enduring popularity and released a movie with the same name.
Just last year, a forgettable Brad Pitt movie came out called Killing Them Softly. The title was a reference to the 1973 hit song Killing Me Softly.
今天的课文的题目叫做 The Merry Month of May。 这个题目对于一个美国读者其实是熟悉的，因为它取自于一首老歌的歌词。这首歌美国人都能朗朗上口，所以读者呢只要看到 The Merry Month of May 就知道它的典故。那这种采用一般人耳熟能详的诗词或题目当做标题的做法，英文叫做 appropriation，动词 appropriate 有着 占有、占为己有的意思。许多的电影制作人在帮电影取名字的时候呢，也会采用一些观众耳熟能详的名字。就像去年布莱德比特演过一部电影叫做《Killing Them Softly》。那这个名字呢，对于西方的观众会有一种亲切感，因为在70年代曾经有一首轰动一时的歌叫做《Killing Me Softly》。这就是今天的Info Cloud，我们下次云端见。
Well, we can learn a lot about May here, about nurses and other important things that happen in May. And at the beginning of the article, we see that May 1st is International Workers' Day, a significant day for workers. Well, it sounds like a pretty important day, and we see a word right there in this sentence. The word significant is from our word bank. If something is significant, then it has a lot of importance. It is very, very important thing. So what does this mean, Gabe?
Well, this is a significant word. It's a word that we think that you should know. Maybe it can help a lot when you are trying to practice using your English. You can use this word in different ways. Maybe you have a significant relationship. Maybe you have some important friendships in your life. Which relationships are significant to you? Or maybe you might want to say, I didn't do anything significant today. I didn't do anything important. Nothing that will change my life. Nothing was too significant. But we know that International Workers' Day is a significant day for workers.
For people who work. So we see that prior to the 1800s, workers put in nearly 16 hours each day. How would you feel, Gabe, if you had to work 16 hours every day?
Carolyn, I'm very glad that I don't have to work 16 hours every day. I'm glad that I did not live prior to the 1800s. But it's true, prior to this time, that means before this time. And we find that workers put in nearly 16 hours a day. Let's take a look at that phrase, to put in something. You're talking about giving some of your time or giving some of your whatever you have. You could also put in a lot of energy into a project. How else could you use that phrase?
Well, you might say that you put in money. You invest in something to try to make it better, try to succeed in business. You can put in your own money, or other people could put in their money.
It's true. Or maybe if you're studying at a university and you have a big paper that you need to write, some people spend hours, maybe 100 or 200 hours. They put in many hours for their homework, for this one big paper. So you can use that phrase in different ways.
Well, we'll look at and see what workers put in. Overtime, labor unions in many countries fought for shorter work days. So labor unions, these organizations of workers, were trying to get shorter work days because overtime was too much. 16 hours a day. Whew.
That's right. 16 hours a day, of course, today that would be considered overtime. That's used as one word, O-V-E-R-T-I-M-E. If you're working overtime, hopefully you get paid a little more. Here we see it as two words, overtime. Labor unions in many countries fought for shorter work days. That means over a long period of time. And it was probably close to 100 years or more that people kept fighting for this. And we see this quote here, 8 hours labor, 8 hours recreation, and 8 hours rest became a popular saying.
That's right. So they wanted to divide the day into 3 8-hour periods. 8 hours of labor or work, 8 hours of recreation or relaxing, and then 8 hours of rest to sleep. And we see that word recreation, and it's from our word bank, so let's talk about it. If you have recreation, then you do something that you enjoy. Maybe you spend your time relaxing, or maybe you go to the park. It is a great place for recreation.
That's right. That is a good place for recreation. It's pretty much what you do for fun. Maybe you have a hobby of some kind. That's a recreational activity. Or maybe you like to go out hiking. Maybe you like to do something different, playing games. These are all considered recreation, what you do that's not work.
That's right. Well, that is why workers enjoy the month of May on May 1st. Continuing in the article, if you wish to party for a whole week, join the nurses. May 6th begins National Nurses Week, which ends on May 12th, International Nurses Day.
That's right. So you can celebrate nurses or nursing for a week or for a day. And we continue that day on May 12th, Florence Nightingale's birthday. This celebrates the profession and her contribution to modern nursing. Well, we do have a key word. The word is contribution. And if you have a contribution, that means you give something to something else. So Florence Nightingale contributed. She gave a lot of her life to modern nursing or studying about nursing.
That's right. Well, you can contribute a lot of things. You can make a contribution. Her contribution was to nursing, but maybe you like to make a contribution of your time to projects that you think are worthwhile.
Well, I think it's an important question. How can I contribute to society? You see that word as a verb as well. C-O-N-T-R-I-B-U-T-E. How can you contribute to society? That's a question a lot of people have. What contribution will you make? Well, Michelle always makes a good contribution here at Studio Classroom. Let's join her in the language lab now.
Hi, everyone. I'm Michelle. 这篇文章第一个重点，我们来看 recreation 这个名词。Recreation 是指休闲娱乐，例如 Every Saturday afternoon is the only recreation time Sean and his family have. 每周六下午是 Sean 和家人仅有的休闲时间。它的形容词是字尾加上 al 变成 recreational。例如 The resort is equipped with many recreational facilities. 这家度假中心有许多的休闲设备。继续我们来看的是 contribution 这个不可数的名词。Contribution 是指贡献。例如 Nancy's contribution to the team is always ignored. Nancy 对这个团队的贡献常常被忽略。Contribution 也可以指捐献，这个时候它是可数的名词。例如 Each year the company makes charitable contributions to many organizations. 每一年这家公司会捐出慈善的捐款给许多的机构。
We're talking all about the merry month of May today. There are different things to celebrate. And so far, we've looked at International Workers' Day. This is where you can celebrate that you don't have to work 16 or more hours a day. You can have 8 hours labor, 8 hours recreation, and 8 hours of rest. Or, of course, you can celebrate with the nurses. National Nurses Day, or National Nurses Week, or International Nurses Day. We have a lot more to celebrate in May, so let's get started with the second reading right now.
The Merry Month of May. Or perhaps you feel like celebrating food. Make some chocolate chip cookies on May 15th, National Chocolate Chip Day. You could couple cookies with something made of emerald for a loved one. May's brilliant green gemstone represents wisdom, patience, and growth, all necessary for a love that lasts. Happiness, sweetness, and a pure heart are represented through May's flower, the Lily of the Valley. Finally, May 31st is World No Tobacco Day. About 6 million people a year die from tobacco use. Around 600,000 of those die from secondhand smoke alone. So put out that cigarette.
Well, we have a good warning there at the end of the article, but let's look at the beginning of this section first. Or perhaps you feel like celebrating food. You can celebrate food in May, and we see make some chocolate chip cookies on May 15th, National Chocolate Chip Day. Oh, that sounds like a really great day to celebrate National Chocolate Chip Day.
Carolyn, I agree. You can make chocolate chip cookies. Well, maybe you like to eat cookies. Cookies are a special kind of treat. A lot of people like to have cookies for dessert. What kind of cookies do you like? Carolyn, do you like chocolate chip cookies or do you prefer another kind of cookie?
Well, I think chocolate chip cookies are very delicious, but my favorite are raisin cookies. But they have to be homemade raisin cookies, not the kind that you buy in the store.
Homemade raisin cookies. Well, that does sound delicious. Chocolate chip cookies, homemade raisin cookies. There are lots of different kinds of cookies, but chocolate chip cookies are really famous, especially in the United States. Someone actually discovered how to make chocolate chip cookies on accident. They were trying to make chocolate cookies, but then they ended up using little bits of chocolate to put inside these cookies, and they became chocolate chip cookies. Well, they are delicious.
They are delicious, and we see that you could couple cookies with something made of emerald for a loved one. So you could give someone you love chocolate chip cookies and something with emerald.
And we're going to be learning about this gemstone a little bit more, but for now, let's take a look at what Liz has to share in the Grammar Gym.
Hi there, friends. My name is Liz, and thanks for joining me here at the Grammar Gym. In today's article, the writer mentions you could couple cookies with something made of emerald for a loved one. That's our grammar tip sentence. Our focus today is on the word couple. Normally, couple is used as a noun, like a married couple. But in today's sentence, we see couple used as a verb. In this case, it means to put together with. So, the writer is suggesting we could combine cookies with something made of emerald to give to a loved one. Okay, let's have a look at some example sentences. Our dinner banquet on the beach was coupled with a free boat ride. Or, the presentation was basically a speech from the dean coupled with a video clip. And that's it for today. This is Liz from the Grammar Gym. See you next time.
Well, before the Grammar Gym, we were talking about emeralds and making something with emeralds. We see in that sentence, something made of emerald for a loved one. And if you have something that is made of emerald, that doesn't mean the whole thing is an emerald, just a single emerald, but it contains emeralds. Now, Gabe, how else can you use that phrase, made of something?
Made of something. Well, maybe you could talk about a necklace that is made of pearls. Or if you're going on a picnic, maybe you're eating sandwiches that are made of ham and cheese. So you can use these different things to use this phrase made of or to be made of something.
Well, here we have something made of emerald, and continuing, we see May's brilliant green gemstone represents wisdom, patience, and growth, all necessary for a love that lasts.
That's right. So these things are represented by the emerald, this beautiful green gemstone. Let's take a look at that word represent. It's from our word bank. And when you represent something, that means you show something. So you can symbolize something. So the emerald represents these different qualities. How else can you use that word?
Well, you can have someone, a person, represent something. Mm-hmm. You might say that Gabe represents a good English teacher. He's very good at teaching English. And when you think of an English teacher, you might think of teacher Gabe here.
Well, or you could also say that Carolyn and I represent Studio Classroom. We teach for Studio Classroom, but if you see us on the street or somewhere else, we would also represent Studio Classroom. Maybe we could say things for Studio Classroom as a company. Well, these things represent wisdom, patience, and growth. These gemstones, they represent wisdom. Carolyn, are these things good? Wisdom, patience, and growth?
These are all very good things. If you have wisdom, then you are intelligent and you know how to use the information you have. Mm-hmm. And patience and growth, it's wonderful to be patient and to be able to grow and change. And we see that they are all necessary for a love that lasts.
That's right. And we continue. Happiness, sweetness, and a pure heart are represented through May's flower. And what is the flower? The lily of the valley. Well, how do we end this lesson, Carolyn?
Well, we have one more thing going on in May. Finally, May 31st, so the last day, is World No Tobacco Day. About 6 million people a year die due to tobacco use. And we see that word tobacco, and it's from our word bank. Tobacco is a kind of plant that many people like to smoke or chew as a cigarette, but it's really not very healthy for you.
Well, it's true. Tobacco is in a lot of cigarettes or cigars or things like that. And of course, around 600,000 of those die from secondhand smoke alone. So 600,000 of those people who have died from tobacco use die from secondhand smoke. So they weren't actually smoking the cigarettes or cigars. Other people were smoking around them.
Yes, so it's very dangerous. And we see that last sentence. So put out that cigarette. Stay healthy and don't endanger others that are around you with secondhand smoke. Well, we do have a little bit more to learn with Michelle in the language lab.
OK, 接下来我们看的是 represent 这个动词。represent 在这里是指代表着或者是相当于。例如 the success of the experiment represents a big breakthrough in the field of biochemistry. 这个实验的成功代表生化科学的大突破。represent 也指代表某个对象。例如 representing his company, Richard attended the conference. Richard 代表他的公司参加了这个会议。最后我们看的是 secondhand smoke 这个名词 secondhand 是指二手的所以 secondhand smoke 是指二手烟例如 secondhand smoke contributes to lung cancer 二手烟会造成肺癌另外用到 secondhand 的名词还有 secondhand textbooks 二手的课本或者是 secondhand cars 二手车 And let's head back to our teachers and today's lesson
May is a very busy month, and we've learned about several different holidays and things going on during this month. Is there anything that you want to celebrate? Do any of these days have meaning to you? I know World No Tobacco Day is a very important day for me. What about you, Gabe?
National Chocolate Chip Day. I just want to have a chocolate chip cookie right now.
Well, maybe you can have one after lunch.
Okay. That's a good idea. Well, friends, thank you for joining us today, and we hope to see you next time right here at Studio Classroom.
See you.
In the last episode, Sherry and Feng Yi just arrived in Taichung. What adventures are waiting for them there? Stay tuned for the next episode of The Stranger.
I had had lunch with Feng Yi at the roadside restaurant. I realized what sui jiao were. They were the little pork dumplings my mom used to make whenever we had Chinese food at home. Eating the dumplings really made me feel like Taichung was my home. After we finished eating, we walked over to the Toastmasters headquarters and went inside.
It's just like my mom described it. Hey, who's that cute Chinese guy over there?
I don't know, but he looks like he knows you. He's waving at you and walking this way.
Hi, my name's Jun Fan. I think we've met before. I'm sure I recognize your face.
I couldn't believe it. I was in Taiwan just 2 days when another guy came up to me and said, "Haven't I seen you somewhere before?" What was going on?
Hi. My name is Sherry, and this is my friend Feng Yi. No, I don't think we've met before. It's my first time in Taichung.
Don't worry. You're not the first to say her face is familiar. She'd only been in Taiwan a few minutes before another guy came up and introduced himself to her.
Join us next time for more of The Stranger.